USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Presidential candidate Donald Trump reportedly rejected a possible settlement with the Department of Justice to avoid an indictment in the documents investigation. The Washington Post is reporting that one of Trump's attorneys wanted to negotiate a deal in the case as he felt Attorney General Merrick Garland might want a way out. Trump was reportedly not interested after hearing advice from other attorneys. Severe weather is slamming parts of the United States. Tornadoes, high winds in excess of 80 miles an hour, and baseball-sized hail were reported overnight throughout the southeast and Gulf Coast. At last check, roughly 145,000 homes and businesses were in the dark. Forecasters say at least 8 tornadoes were reported. Mike Ellis tells us what we can expect today.
On Thursday, we're likely to see more active weather, severe weather in the southeast and the eastern Gulf Coast. Heavy thunderstorms are likely for nearly the entire Florida panhandle, and heavy thunderstorms will move up into the southern half of Alabama and Georgia. And some thunderstorms will bring hail and damaging winds for some areas into the Carolinas as well Thursday.
President Biden rejected a congressional effort to overturn a rule limiting pollution from heavy-duty vehicles like trucks and buses. Biden vetoed the measure, arguing his administration's rule cuts pollution, boosts public health, and advances environmental justice across the country. The Nevada legislature is approving a bill that will help the Oakland Athletics Baseball Club build a $1.5 billion stadium on the Las Vegas Strip in Nevada. The location would be at the current site of the Tropicana Hotel and Casino. The bill was approved by the Nevada State Assembly yesterday with some minor changes and was approved for a second time by the Senate and still needs Republican Governor Joe Lombardo's signature for official approval. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Marine veteran Daniel Penny is being indicted by a grand jury in connection to a deadly subway incident in New York.
The news came late Wednesday, with all charges in the indictment to be unsealed at a later date. Penny was initially arrested on manslaughter charges in connection to the death of Jordan Neely, who died after being put in a chokehold by Penny. The former U.S. Marine says he only meant to subdue Neely, who suffered from mental health issues and was reportedly threatening other riders. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Federal Reserve is not raising interest rates for the first time in over a year. The central bank put a pause on its aggressive rate hikes that were used to combat inflation. This ends a string of 10 consecutive rate increases as inflation remains stubbornly high. There's a new push in Congress to provide funding for a new treatment for veterans suffering from PTSD.
Congressman Dan Crenshaw, a Texas Republican and Navy SEAL veteran, is pushing a bill to provide veterans suffering from PTSD with access to experimental drug treatment.
We're never going to understand the extent to which psychedelics can help our service members until we start actually doing the necessary clinical trials in a controlled environment.
The proposed legislation allocates a $75 million federal grant program to support research on magic mushrooms and ecstasy as potential remedies for depression and anxiety. I'm John Schaefer.
Thank you, John. Lance Prime, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.